You know, what's incredible is that part of the reason that so many of us look familiar is that, of course, we've been, you know, dancing with each other many lifetimes, countless lifetimes, and, of course, going all the way back to Atlantis and before. So there is that energy of familiarity. But also on a practical 3D level, you know, at Shamba, we've been doing this for a while. And actually, you know, going back to August 21st, 1999, was really the springboard for Shamba, and that was that channeling that Jeff and Linda had in the teepee back in 1999. And at that time, Tobias came in and announced the departure of the guides. So that was 1999. And actually, since that time, today is like the 100th Shamba gathering meeting that we've had, the 100th. Can you imagine? 100? Woo! Is that? Yeah. I mean, that is an awesome accomplishment. And all of Shamba is responsible and part of it. But the two leaders who really made it happen are Jeff and Linda. Guys, come on down. And thank you ever so much. Woo!
No, wrong. Not today. Thank you, David.
Thank you, David, always.
And welcome, everybody.
Well,
it's an intimate group today.
Yes, it is. And
it's another word
fine.
For... a little bit smaller than usual. I think
these
are
the people with true guts and glory that said, "I'm coming up the mountain, no matter whether it's going to snow or not."
No, these are the ones that don't have hangovers from the holiday that still had a little bit of energy. I think that a lot of people are.
Now wait, you don't have to accept that, do you?
No. Anyway, it's good to see everybody. And as David mentioned, and I'm trying to find my slide here. I'm going to jump forward before we come back here. It is the 100th gathering, regular gathering of Shamba.
Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing. It's awesome. We've had a lot of other meetings and workshops, but from a monthly meeting standpoint, we started in August 1999, and in August we still weren't there. When we were in the teepee, there was what, 20 people. It was in Woodland Park, Colorado, at the home of James and Isaiah
Duell. James and Isaiah Duell.
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if anybody is anybody here. Were they in the tent? Good. I'm glad nobody was. It was not pretty. It was rather fearful and frightening. It was the middle of August, and you know, it sounds picturesque. We're up in the mountains in this big teepee, and we lit a little campfire in the middle.
Sounds romantic, doesn't it?
White people should not light campfires in a teepee. We smoked ourselves out. Our eyes were burning.
There were bugs.
A storm was rolling in. We could hear the thunder and lightning, and there were bugs, and we were coughing. And this was the first channel I'd done in front of a large group, 20 people at the time. It had always been like 5 or 10 people. So this was kind of a coming out party in a way, and I was nervous, and Linda was trying to be supportive. And
people were hopeful.
Yeah, they were hopeful, and Tobias came in, and remember back in those days, back in the 90s, where we had, it was kind of almost a competition, how many spirit guides do you have? I know somebody that had 4,219 spirit guides. I don't know how they remembered all the names, but it was almost kind of like, you know, my guides are better than yours, or I'm going to have my guide kick your guide's ass, that type of thing. And here Tobias came in for the first, what we consider regular channel of the Crimson Circle, and said, "Your guides are leaving." Well, it wasn't the guides that left. It was everybody in the teepee walked out. They were like really disappointed. They were upset that...
That would be an understatement.
Yeah, that Tobias took that away. And, you know, after a shout now, we all kind of... Everybody's smiley for the most part. And everybody's happy. And, you know, we hug and kiss. At this one, people just like got up. You could tell they were just disappointed.
Agitated.
Maybe angry. And they just walked out of the teepee. There was no...
They're like, nice channel hoppy.
Yeah.
Nice.
Thanks. Never see you again.
Nice.
everybody just kind of left, and we noticed that, you know, they went and were eating, and it was like Linda and I were invisible. So we kind of like slithered to our car and drove off. And I remember telling Linda, I will never, never channel in front of a group again.
That lasted how many days?
By the way, don't ever say never.
Actually, but we were going to have a cake here to celebrate that momentous moment. And
100, not the teepee, but 100,
the
100 regular channels.
Channel, yeah. And I was kind of proud because I found a really good cake. It was a chocolate cake.
I'm glad it was chocolate.
With a chocolate mousse filling with
just what we all need after the holidays.
Chocolate frosting with flowers all over it. Could somebody bring the cake out?
What happened?
I'm sorry. I want the people on the internet to see how dangerous this place is.
What happens here in Cold Creek Canyon? Come on up, Sandra.
So literally, the
cake
comes in, and I turned my back, and I thought, that smells like chocolate. And I turned around.
Well, what happened to the? Did you buy the cake that way, partially completed?
The cake was not in the hall for 5 minutes, and they were already noshing on it.
But they said it was really good.
So beware. If you come here, chocolate is a
problem. Yeah, grab the food while you
can. Thank you, Sandra.
Are you going to save me one little piece for afterwards? Good, thank you.
And right. As long as Sandra's up here, thank you for helping with the kitchen and the buffet. You do an awesome job.
Thank you.
Don't you think this calls for some special breathing?
I do.
And I bet we could talk Norma into it.
You think we could talk Norma into maybe coming up and doing a little breathing? Breathing in the new year, breathing in the celebration of 100th gathering at Chambre. That's incredible.
It is.
You ready for it?
Okay,
well, we're going to sit down and breathe with you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is, you know this, it's all goes without saying what a joy it is. What a joy, what a miracle each of you have chosen to come to breathe this special day in for you and for Chambre around the world. So for in this moment, I invite you to do the intimate breath into you. All of the greatness that you were in 2007. All that you completed. All that you knew and you watched expand. All that was. Feel the gratitude. Breathe it deeply into you. For as Chambre celebrates an accomplishment of evolvement, so are you. You are Chambre. You are the roots, the heart, the breath and vibration of the living energy we call Chambre. Breathe so deeply, feeling that love for you. And all that you pioneered through this last year, breathe it deeply, deeply into the core of you. Yeah. Yes. And now in this outrageousness, allow it to expand. Feel you, the awesome, dynamic you, willing to open so fully, to circle your breath of love and light and the miracle of you all the way around the earth, all the way around. For as Chambre around the world connects, for what they did not tell him in the moment of beginning, in the teepee, is the energy of the circle. When you start the energy in a circle, feel this. Feel you are a part of this golden circle that wraps around the very globe herself. Feel this. breath at a time. Breathe so deeply. For as the rest of Chambra is loving you and you are loving them, this vibration, breathe it so deeply, allow you to vibrate and resonate to this grander, glorious circle of yes. The circle of yes. Breathe it so deeply. Breathe it so deeply for you. Yes. 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 Yes, it is the celebration of the new beginning. The new beginning. Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Norma. I always have to be a little careful when Norma's doing the breathing at the beginning like this that I don't kind of like go off into channel right away. I could feel Tobias moving in, and he's got a message today.
I hope so.
I mean, I think a strong message today.
Oh, what does that mean?
Oh, we'll find out in a few minutes.
Strong as in smell or
no,
strong as in?
No, strong as in impactful.
Ah.
Yeah.
Like nice and supportive, or kick your butt and push you off the cliff.
We'll see. And just keep you in suspense and anticipation.
I'm not ready to get my butt kicked and pushed off the cliff today.
Anyway, going back, we have a couple special out-of-town guests today, don't we?
Yes, we do. We have Annie Francois from Quebec, Canada.
Hello, Annie.
Hello,
good to
Annie.
See you again.
Go ahead, stand up. There you go. Good to see you always.
What was it like in Quebec? Was it cold?
No, well, the last 2 days, yes, but up to now we're having a very mild winter, but we have snow like this.
Oh, wow.
All the snow of the winter is here now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's amazing.
Well, glad you can come to this tropical climate here in Colorado.
It's like springtime for me today, really. I'm glad to be here. Yes.
And we have a regular friend that's back here for a visit, Mary Haslow from Sun City, Arizona. Hi, Mary.
Hello, Mary.
It's almost as warm here as it is there.
Oh, is it? Yeah, I heard it was really cold in Arizona.
Well, cold relatively, you know. Yeah. The summer when it's 90 degrees here, it's 110 there, so it's all relative.
That's true. That's true. Well, good to see you again. Glad you're back. And I know we have... go ahead.
I think there are a couple more, but they're walk-ins.
Walk-ins.
So I don't have them on my list. Anybody want to volunteer that where you're from?
Anybody else from out of state that's here visiting? They're all shy today.
Okay.
We'll leave it. But I know we have a lot of people listening in online, and
yep.
I just want to say a special welcome to Ralph and Gabriella, Contessa and Luli down in Mexico. Fred and Brenny Krenbrühl in Switzerland. I know Jane Hamilton, Ron Ruling, and the Minneapolis group are listening in online right now.
Where are you going to stop this list, sweetie?
I got a whole list. I'm just going to go ahead. No, there's a lot of people listening in. We generally have about 20,000 people listening
in
all
sweet.
Over the world. So it's amazing.
There's a bunch of Romanians. I mean, we have a Sylvia lot of dear
Romania
friends. Sylvia Marin, and her group.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And Kuniaki and Megan in Japan. We'll see you in a couple days.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah.
We got to stop the list because it's...
Okay, that's good. It. Right. And to everybody else, we welcome you for our 100th gathering. Last month. Actually, not that many weeks ago.
It was only 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
We met and Tobias talked about the 10 commitments from Spirit, as well as some other things.
I liked it, and if I wasn't so chicken, I've debated over and over again about sending these to my family and a number of friends. There's something really sweet about them
they
and direct.
Sweet.
And they really kind of, to me... After listening to the election stuff, and we won't get political here, but I loved them, reading them again after this little caucus thing, because I loved the difference between, you know, what the fearful God of humans, you know, was like, and then the commitments, which was, What's it look like?
Fearful God seems to sell these days. I mean, I know that certain people like it.
Said we weren't going to get political.
Okay, I won't go there.
So, and then when Huckabee. I read this, so then when you read these, they were.
That was my microphone that did that. Go ahead.
So, oh, is there a cross going across the back?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so I thought they were really beautiful. I thought they really, really communicated the difference, you know, and the
old, you know, energy, the new energy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Did anybody else get that? Didn't you get that feeling?
Yeah,
that was my
actually
favorite.
Speaking of elections in 2008 here in the United States, it is our election year. It's very interesting process. We start out with something called caucuses. I have no idea how that works.
Nobody does.
I think it's like going to confession. You have to go in and admit, you know, who you're going to vote for. And then next week, I believe, are some primary elections, and then the super primaries, and then the not-so-super primaries, all leading up to the big election. I'm going to make a prediction. Oh, I got that look. Don't make predictions.
No, go ahead.
I actually, this is just me speaking. This is not Tobias, definitely not St. Germain. I think Hillary's going to win.
My mother's going to have a heart attack.
No, I think she's going to win. It has nothing to do with politics. It is not about being liberal or conservative. It's not Republican or Democrat, anything else like that. I think if you go into the real consciousness of what is taking place, it has to do with bringing back a feminine energy. Mm-hmm. Some of you question whether Hillary is feminine.
And very good point.
Maybe Obama is a little bit more feminine in that, but I truly think it's about accepting that feminine energy, that balance, kind of moving out that kind of that old masculine energy. I'm not talking about men and women. It's masculine and feminine. So I think at the end of the day, no matter what happens in the primaries or caucuses or anything else, that Hillary will come out on top, and we will see a change in this country of the feminine energy. That's my prediction. I'm not going to be around in November. I'm going to go hiding. Anyway, Linda's going to play the role of Tobias.
I find it very interesting to observe it. I'm finding it very interesting.
Are you going to vote this year?
Depends.
I guess that's a personal question.
It depends on who's running.
I'm going to be standing behind that short wall and just observing.
I would be likely to be susceptible to casting an anti-vote.
An anti-vote.
Meaning, you know, voting against something
Ron
rather than...
Paul? He's actually... we won't get into politics on this stage, but he's interesting. Okay, let's move into the slides. Safer territory. We'll talk about religion here. Okay, last month, Tobias said.
So, we bring them in today as our special guests. It's like having the three wise men. Here, Kathumi, St. Germain, and I, Tobias. Of course, you all laughed at that. So we would bring their energy in because they love sharing with Chambra.
I included this not just because of the wise man comment, but because it really was kind of a collective energy of Tobias, St. Germain, Kathumi, and you could kind
you
of
could feel it.
That in
yeah,
different places. So,
they're
the ones who really did it.
Okay.
He went on to talk about
the barometers of balance.
Yeah.
And he listed them as, do you want to comment on each one or go through the list?
Just go through the list.
Okay. Your car, your computer, your clothes, your house, your pets. He left off your shoes.
Your shoes. Were those in there?
They should be.
Tobias talked a little bit about barometers of your balance. Sometimes if you wonder, you know, inside, am I really in balance? Am I keeping, you know, things flowing? It's real easy to tell. Just look around. I can tell, for instance, this
week.
Oh,
I think this was your list.
Oh, no, this was definitely Tobias's. But I could tell my computer this week was just slow. And I did all the things. I ran the utilities on, and I did the cleanup programs and everything else. And it was just slow. And then
it was the computer's problem?
No, it was my problem. I sat back. It was working properly, but it just wasn't very slick. And I realized, I don't know if like any of you, but these past 2 weeks, I couldn't do anything. I mean, I pretended to work, but I really didn't. You know, I kind of made excuses, but I just...
You were busy cracking the whip at me.
I know I was, but I needed some downtime. I needed to just goof off. We probably watched more videos and did more reading and bad excuses for running errands than all 2007 combined. And it was wonderful. But my computer was also saying, You know, you just need a little downtime. But he's saying things like, you know, you ever have one of those days your clothes just don't fit? They might have fit last week, but they just don't fit today. It's just kind of telling you there's something.
Oh, that would explain the trip to Nordstrom's.
I had to go. Well, they had a sale. So I had to go. Things like even your pets. Your pets are a good indicator of your balance. Watch how they're acting. Are they kind of skittish? Are they not eating? Are they like overly hyper or crawling up your leg or whatever things that dogs and cats and everything else do? So just kind of watch your pet because they're really absorbing your energy. They're kind of really a reflection of you. So if you notice these things in your direct external environment, take a look at what's happening within. If your furnace breaks down, things like that, you know, unexpectedly, just stop for a moment and say, what is really going on the inside? Before you get hyper about it, think about Norma and breathe. Just breathe to balance. We could use that for a slogan. Breathe to balance. Just breathe in a little bit. Your body, your mind, and your spirit really know how to return to balance. You don't have to force it, and you don't have to use gimmicks and tricks. Just stop for a moment. Take a deep breath. Take a bunch of them. Let your body, your mind, your nos, your spirit rebalance themselves. It's actually incredibly simple, incredibly effective. Tobias went on to say, I like this part, the law of attraction. How many of you have seen The Secret? Yeah, there's two versions. Did you see version one or version two? Version one actually has Abraham Hicks. A lot of people, they may have said, you got to get The Secret. Abraham Hicks, who really liked that work. And they went out and bought it, and it's not in there. There was a copyright, some ethical disputes, and they said they didn't want to be in that second. They didn't ask us, so we weren't in there. We're doing our own. Anyway, they talk extensively about the law of attraction, and Tobias talked a little bit about it last month.
It is kind of odd that they ended up with Abraham Hicks out of there, considering that kind of was their thing.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
All right. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The law of attraction. There's a lot of discussion about the law of attraction. What is it? Does it work? How can I make it work better for me in my life?
I'm going to slide right into
the
next slide.
Take the passion school.
Oh, yeah. That's good. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He went on to say,
you are a magnet. You are attracting everything into your life to support what you are choosing, whether it is consciously or unconsciously. Everything that happens to you in any given day is based on the law of attraction. Now, it's frustrating because often you don't realize that you're creating it, or worse yet, you give somebody else the authority. Take the passion
school. So Tobias says law of attraction is very real. We're like, I don't know what you call it, not electrical magnets, but kind of spiritual magnets. And at some level, what we are choosing is what happens or what manifests in our life. But we tend to get a little confused about it because you've had probably those days like I have where you said, I'm choosing this today. And it didn't happen. What the hell's wrong with this law of attraction?
They should take the passion school. The whole passion school is about identifying those parts of you, from your soul level to your whole self, and identifying that.
When is the next passion school?
It's in the later slides, I hope.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Because that the whole passion school is about this.
I don't think it's coming up here in the States for a long time. Yeah, sorry.
Now we'll do it.
He went on to say.
No, it's actually, when I read this, it reminded me that's exactly what that's about.
That's
okay.
Good. That's good.
Humans understand.
Jan's going to send you an email saying thanks for the promotion.
Okay, okay.
Go ahead.
He didn't pay me or anything. Humans understand a part of this attraction theory or principle, but then they go mental. They go little. They go human. They say, if this law of attraction works, it'll attract to me $100. I will attract to me a more youthful appearance. I will attract a better job. I will attract a very sensual partner in my life.
He's reading my mind, but I already got the sensual partner. Tobias is saying here...
Shameless.
Tobias is saying here that so often we confuse this law of attraction, or we get it into the mental. We get it into the little, and we get it into the human. And he goes on to say...
In the true energy of the law of attraction, you don't have to worry about the little things. They take care of themselves. And now we go back to the whole principle of balancing. You don't need to try to attract $100. You already have it. You just don't realize it.
She's saying so often we get caught in our little human needs, the pettier needs, and I think he says it in the next slide, but the soul self doesn't really care. Really doesn't care. Doesn't care if you go broke or even if you're unhealthy. There's a higher purpose, and it's a matter of understanding that, connecting to it. And you're right, now that I'm talking about it, mm-hmm. it's the whole passion school. He talks about what is your passion, not the little human passion, but what is
true
it that...
True passion.
What is it your true passion?
Yeah.
He went on to say...
The needs of your consciousness are rather simple. It's to expand in a constant state of expression. It's what consciousness loves to do because through the expression, it celebrates life, whether it's life in a human body or life in the non-physical realms. It's a desire to continually express. It's the song of creation.
I like that. It's the song of creation. Mm-hmm. Once you can really tap into the consciousness of your soul self, it doesn't have the little human needs, and it knows that the human era for you and for the soul is rather temporary. It's not the end all. There's much grander things that what we call the soul or divine level is looking for. Number one, foremost, it's looking to express. Soul, spirit, God, you are in a constant state of expression. And as you continue that expression and the energy flows, you're in a constant state of expansion, more and more expression. So you start from that standpoint. The soul has a desire to express, to experience. You can kind of start getting in touch with what your real soul passion is. And you'll discover the little stuff isn't that important. The worrying about $100 or worrying about how are you going to get your car fixed or those things are really quite irrelevant. They actually take care of themselves.
That's the best part.
They take, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, when you worry about those things, then they're the problem.
They just take care
they
of themselves.
Do.
And the energy then is devoted to the grander things of the soul, expression. He goes on to say,
when you truly understand the law of soul attraction or consciousness attraction, you'll never again have to expand your energy on the little things. On those little annoying details, they're just going to be there. The masters understand this, and you, Chambra, are beginning to understand it and apply it in your life.
So, if you have any questions about what is your soul desire, what is your grander self? Not a removed self, but the grander consciousness that's already within you. What is it? Choosing? What is it seeking? What is it wanting to experience and to express? You can find out real simply. Sit down, take a deep breath, and ask. Just ask. Don't expect to get a booming voice in an answer. Don't expect that your hand is going to start writing something down, you know, like automatic writing. You're going to get a feeling. You're going to get a sense. And don't worry if you don't get it right away. Sometimes there's kind of a delayed reaction between the various realms. Sometimes we create kind of a ceiling or a barrier that keeps the real knowingness from coming in. But an hour later, maybe a week later, you'll be driving down the road and you'll get one of those aha moments. And you'll just know, that's what myself, my true self, is seeking to know or to... seeking to
just
choose.
Have to make a space for it, because it, you know, as soon as you expect that it has to come back in a, you know, an automatic writing, or you have to hear a voice, that's when people, you know, that's when they get that feeling that they don't hear, they don't feel. You just have to make a space for it, and don't have an expectation about how that's going to come to you, but be open to it.
Sometimes a little human jumps in and says, "Yeah, but what about all these other things, all the little human worries?" And you actually tend to choke out or to take the joy out of what's more of a soul passion or a soul choosing, because a little human gets in there, well, I can never do that until I have all these other things straightened out. But remember what Tobias says. Those details really do take care of themselves. There's a synchronicity. They just kind of work out. So you can really focus on experiencing and expressing.
Okay.
He went on then for the 10 commitments from Spirit. I got to say, though, before he actually got into these, he told a little story of Moses. And it was actually an interactive section of the Shoud, where every time he went through one of the old commandments, he read those out first. He had the audience, studio audience, say, "Holy Moses."
Yes.
Yes. Remember that? Okay. All right. With that.
Okay. And I bet, you know how Schomburg system is.
By the way, I'm sorry for interrupting.
Go ahead.
He said that actually when Moses sat on top of, I think it was Mount Sinai.
He said he was a bad leader.
Well, he did. I wasn't going to repeat that, but he said actually he had this experience being in connection with the spirit of his people. It wasn't like God. It was the God or the spirit energy of his people. And he said that actually initially he was delivered the 10 commitments from spirit. When he walked down the mountain, walked back into the village and saw all the human activity going on and saw all the carnage and everything else, he said, "Boy, this isn't going to work. This group needs commandments, not commitments." So he marched back up the mountain and rewrote it himself and called it the 10 Commandments. So that's Tobias' take on it.
I thought St. Germain said he had been Tobias. I mean, Moses.
Oh, I don't
Didn't
think
St.
So.
Germain say he'd been Moses?
No, I don't believe so, but he could have been. No, I don't think so.
I'm sure that'll
Tobias
come up.
Said that Moses was also Muhammad, and fortunately, I didn't get any negative email on that one. Got to be a little careful these days. Okay, we're going to go through the 10 commitments from Spirit. First, the old commandments.
I am your Lord God.
Lord.
No.
Lord God.
I said Lord
Not
God.
No, you said Lard. I know you said. Everybody here say Lard. She's thinking of that cake back there. I'm your Lord God.
You can hear my problem with the commandments, huh? I'm trying to hide it, but he made me read the old ones. I am your Lord God. See, I can't do it.
You want us to say it for you? Okay, we are your Lord God.
Okay, thank you for that moment of rescue. Put no other before me.
Oh, yeah. Whew, got through that one. Wow, the new commitment and the new energy commitment we have to ourselves. You are God also.
Or that's the best.
I am God also. I think that's pretty simple, pretty cool. You think your mom would like that?
She would scare the hell out of her.
Next commandment.
But then she'd go to heaven. Okay.
By the way, I was surprised. I don't know my commandments very well. I'm really glad that Tobias channeled this and I opened up to it, because I think these were the kind of paraphrase of the Ten Commandments.
They're definitely his version.
His version.
Thou shalt not worship false idols.
The new commitment is you have all the tools within you. You don't need to look anywhere else. You don't need to worship crystals. You don't need to carve statues of God. You don't have to go anywhere else other than within.
That is not your channel voice. That's interesting.
That's my Southern minister voice.
That's what it sounded like. That's what it sounded
once
like.
Once in a while, I channel Reverend Billy
that's
Bob.
That's what it sounded like.
He, once in a while, he comes through while I am talking. I think he goes and visits that...
You can tell when he channels now, huh, after that little thing?
He goes and visits that, what's his name, Jimmy Osteen or...
Yeah. Osteen,
Joel
yeah.
Osteen at I, night. I think those two get together, so...
He can
actually,
control.
I have to...
He's okay.
Do y'all know, have you heard of Joel Osteen? Yeah. Amazing, actually. I mean, he is charismatic. I mean, he is cool. And, you know, a Southern minister and that, but the conservatives, the Baptists, don't like
Hate him.
They do not. They
think he says you shouldn't have to suffer. You shouldn't have to be afraid.
What does this sound like? He says you should be abundant. You should be happy. You should be healthy. You should be prosperous. You have the answers within. I wonder what he's listening to in his off time. All right, it's close. Okay, next.
Honor the Sabbath.
This is, to me, probably one of the most important new energy commitments. Take time for yourself. Take time to breathe. Not yawn there. Breathe. Take time to rebalance. Again, remember, every part of you already knows how to rebalance. You don't have to do it from up here. You just do it from here. As consciousness workers, there are many demands on your time and energy beyond what you could even imagine. You are picking up stuff from all over and taking it on as your own. You need that time to yourself to remember who you are. It's essential to take time for you. That's my only resolution this year, in 2008. to take more time for myself and for you, of course.
I'm suffering.
He went on to say,
thou shalt not take the name of the Lord in vain.
Lord.
God damn it.
Jesus. I knew you were going to do that. I just knew it. It was the setup. You were going to do it. It's real simple. Love and respect yourself. You don't have to judge yourself for everything you do. You don't have to curse yourself. I think every time we say, God damn it, it's really about cursing ourselves. It's about anger within ourselves. Love and respect yourself.
You know what my motto is? You're only young once, but you can always be immature.
Okay, this next one I really liked.
Honor thy mother and father. And I didn't put any swear words in that either.
Yeah, and it was I didn't include the part in here. He said, honor the mother and father. Where'd that come from? Obviously, nobody knew your parents when they wrote this. He went on to say, in the new energy, the commitment is to honor the masculine and feminine within. You aren't just a man or just a woman. You also aren't just the child self, the inner child or the parent, or just the light or dark. Honor every aspect of yourself, every part of duality, the young part, the old part, the serious part, the hilarious part. Honor every aspect of you. Welcome them back home. We talk about that a lot in the Ascension School, and Norma and Garrett, of course, talk about it a lot in their aspectology workshops.
Now, I like this one because this is one of the best examples of how does a fearful God make a commandment,
right.
And what is a new energy life commitment?
Right.
Cool, huh?
Right, and what did the old God say?
Thou shalt not kill, God damn it.
And in the new energy, enjoy life. Enjoy life. And actually, in chatting with Tobias about this, it was, you know, it wasn't even about going out and killing others. It's how we kill ourselves.
Yeah, I could feel that as soon as I said
how we kill us. How we basically squeeze the life and the joy out of us. And he's saying, get over it. Enjoy life and don't feel guilty about it. Go do something that's totally self-indulgent. And, you know, we worry about, oh, my God, what if I get addicted? And what if I, you know, fall off the wagon or what? He's saying, enjoy life. Get over all that old stuff. So I like this one. Okay, next.
All right. Thou shalt not steal.
This is pretty obvious. In the new energy, the commitment. You already have it within you. You don't need to take it from anyone else. You don't need anyone to take it from you. You already have it. It's just time to turn that focus a little bit, put the perspective on the inside and say, it's already here. I already have it. Thou shalt not steal. Don't need to.
Thou shalt not commit adultery.
I was wondering where he was going to go with this one. And as he said in the channel, he said, I know a few of you listening in, of course not here in the room, but listening in are feeling squeamish on this one. But what he was saying is, be true to yourself. Don't cheat on you. Don't lie to yourself about who you are. You don't need to create a false reality. You don't have to be non-accepting of parts of yourself. Just be true to you. Pretty simple.
Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor.
I never knew what this meant, even in catechism.
That explains too much.
I don't think I ever did because I don't know what it means. How do you bear a false witness?
My sister-in-law has said that to me, so I know what that means.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is something somebody would want to hear sometimes.
Oh.
But go ahead.
Does that mean gossip?
Do the new energy one.
Is that gossip and rumor?
See, you don't understand.
I don't understand.
Okay.
In the new energy, trust everything about yourself. That I understand.
It's nice, huh?
Yeah.
And thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's goods.
You are the only creator of your reality. And when he's saying, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's goods, you know, sometimes we're like, well, they have it easy, they have it lucky, you know, grass is greener on the other side. He's saying, you're creating your own reality from top to bottom. Don't look somewhere else. Nobody got a better break than you. They're just choosing different. So those were the 10 commitments of the new energy.
I really liked them a lot.
I do, too. Let's take a deep breath and move on to recent events, which are not many. There was just one We had the Shamba,
2 weeks ago, yeah.
Yeah, Shamba Christmas. It was so nice being home, not
3 weeks
traveling.
Ago. 3 weeks ago.
Shamba Christmas party up at the Westfalenhof. Of course, we started here at the hall, and we have a picture of our illustrious crew working in the back.
Oh, that's so disrespectful.
You see them working their hearts so hard, looking at the screens. You know, who do you... I got to tell you, a true story. This is not embellished whatsoever. Linda and I went years ago with Lee Carroll, who channels Cryon. We went to the United Nations for a channel, for Cryon Channel. It was big time. I mean, we wore suits and dresses. I wore suits.
You wore suits.
We had to go through, you know, that probing kind of security and everything. We were bringing some equipment in. We were with Robert Coxon, who does a lot of the music for Lee Carroll.
Like 97 maybe or 98.
And it was intense. I mean, if anybody here ever been inside the United Nations?
It is not a cool place.
It is not cool. It is intense.
Lots of energies.
And you could just, I mean, if you want to feel the world energy, whoa.
They didn't unite the nations. They're trying to.
They're trying to, yeah. So we went in the bowels of the building, and Lee did the channel with the Society for Enlightenment and Transformation. It was really cool.
Yep.
And afterwards, we decided we were going to go, I don't know, a party or something, or touring New York. I forgot. And Robert Coxon didn't want to take all of his gear with him. So we asked if we could store it there. And they said, sure, you could store it down in the security. So it took about 20 minutes to get there, going from elevator and walkway and down into the lowest, lowest levels.
We had to be guided.
There was 8 security guards.
Security people.
And we go into the weapons room first, and they have all the automatic weapons and stuff. They'd have to kill me if I told you what they had down there. But they had all the security stuff.
Yeah.
And then we go back into yet another room. We had to have more passwords and the guards and everything. And they let us into this amazing room. It was huge. Television monitors. All around, like they're watching everything, inside, outside, watching the whole thing. Over in the corner where we're going to kind of stow our gear, there was a group of security guys all in their uniforms, all
looking,
you know, pro wrestlers and that, and all sitting around the monitor. And I was like really curious, like, wow, you know, they catching somebody on screen, somebody trying to break in or break out. And I walk over and look. They were watching cartoons.
they really were.
Mickey Mouse. And I'm like,
they really
were.
Oh my God. They were watching cartoons.
It was like, so this is what it's all about.
So
it's like,
fun
you know,
of our guys,
getting to the Holy Grail and seeing, they're just watching cartoons. So anyway. Here's a lovely picture of John and Leslie with a little romantic moment here right after their wedding, which was back in November, right? I love this picture. I saw it last night, you know, when I was going through the slides. These, I think, Gene, you took these, didn't you? I love these pictures. And this is such a beautiful picture of David, but the funny little voice came into my head. It's like, David, wake up. We're doing the shout now. If you notice, there's a little tiara that you're wearing. Anyway, these were written late last night, so come on, give me a break. And this is now over at the Westfalenhof with a bunch of good-looking Shambra. We had a fun time there. That was a good gathering. We had, I want to say, about 70 people. That joined us for dinner, obviously. A lot of good food. The only thing is, by the time the crew got there at the end of the night, the cleanup crew from here, all the food was gone. They got noodles. That's okay. Don't feel bad for them.
We did the white man dance.
And we actually have some live footage of the dancing. It's kind of funky footage, you know. It's a little dark, a little that, but I actually feel the essence of Shambra. And again, Gene took this footage. I found it on YouTube, by the way, by accident. I, I've never really gone to YouTube. I mean, I know what it is, but we're at the Tahoe office right after this meeting, and somebody was on YouTube, and they said, hey, let's look up Jeffrey Hoppe. And I'm like, yeah, what? Nothing's going to show up. And it's like, oh, my God, Chambro, Crimson Circle. And it's like, okay, here's a little footage, a little music. And crazy Chambro. Yeah. We did have a grand time there. It was a lot of fun. And our final slide on that. We have Linda and Jan and, of course, David and Susie.
Schimmel.
Yep. Okay. Let's stay. Isn't that a beautiful picture? Somebody asked if I shot that on our balcony at home here. It's like, no. We don't have eagles that big. Okay, talking about what's coming up, we'll go through this rather quickly because this first one's sold out. Well, we have the Tobias's School 3, The Joy of Life coming up.
I'll tell you that we have a very large wait list for next year already.
Yes, we do.
Yes.
The cool thing about it, we call it the School 3. But I'll give everybody who's attending this year, anybody here going to Kauai on the trip, Richard, John? John, you going?
I think so.
Really? Oh, that'd be cool. It's not going to be School 3. Tobias already told me.
He changes it every time.
It's
always something special.
Just in a couple of tomorrow, you and I leave for Japan to do the Dreamwalker Ascensions transition. Mm-hmm. We have a couple of spaces open still, but I think only two.
Right.
So just about sold out. So if anybody is interested in going to Japan, we're going to be doing it there. Following that is the Dreamwalker Ascension Transitions. The last time this is going to be channeled live. After that, it'll be teacher presented only.
Correct.
But the last time will be Tel Aviv, Israel with Tobias. We have plenty of room on that one. We have a big ballroom and a lot of space. Particularly if you're in Europe and you're interested in going, again, last time that this will be channeled live. It's an amazing school. Coming up after that.
Find your passions in Palma, Mallorca, Spain. We have a lovely setting for that. We'll have the... That'll be up on sent out to you if you've already signed up. That's what we were just talking about in relationship to. It's a very special workshop. It really guides you into looking at and feeling the different parts of you that assist you in finding your passion. And it's a
Tobias workshop.
It's a Tobias workshop.
And
it's 2 days.
You know,
it's a great workshop.
In Palma Mallorca, by the way, is a little island in the Mediterranean. For those interested in going, it's supposed to be beautiful.
It's supposed to be beautiful.
Do you know what hotel it's at?
I can't remember the name.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, sorry. Yeah, that's coming up. 2007 is gone. Doesn't apply anymore. The following weekend, we're doing one of Linda's my favorites, the channeling workshop. And this is where it's a 3-day workshop, and we get into channeling. We go through a lot of the basics, the physics of channeling, a lot of the myths about channeling. We go through all that, but by the second day, we got the group into channeling.
I will tell you that it's one of my favorite workshops because people come to it with lots of different ideas of what that's going to mean to them, and it's probably one of the most rewarding workshops for me, it's one of the most rewarding because people always come away feeling that they opened up to something more.
They feel they broke through something really important, broke through like a barrier in themselves. And I think Tobias does some channels in here, but Linda and I do a lot of talking. And then more than anything, it's the attendees breaking out in spontaneous channel.
It's in small groups, and that it's very comfortable. People love it, and they feel really safe to do it. And it's just amazing to have been a part of it. And people generally really like it because they
remember it for years and years. if you're coming from Europe, a lot of people there will be European. Don't worry about language, because we actually at one channeling workshop in Romania, we had 175 people, and we broke into groups of by language. So the German sat in one area, the Dutch sat in another.
We allowed it to work so that people were comfortable that if
in
they
a native.
If they, so they were comfortable if they wanted to be channeling with people that understood them or not. We gave people choices to make them comfortable.
Yeah, and it's a lot of fun, too.
It's a lot of fun.
I really enjoy that one. Oh, another fun one coming up. Coming up in March, Kathumi's Cow Dung Weekend. I got a letter from somebody earlier this week, an email, and they said, I'm really not real familiar with Crimson Circle, but somebody sent me this, and I got to go to it, just the name of it. I mean, what spiritual group is going to do a Cow Dung Weekend? John, if you know the genesis of the story, you know, back at the Midsummer Conference a couple of years ago, Kathumi interrupted Tobias and like, what am I, cow dung? I never get my own workshop. So he now
and it's
has
taken
one.
2 years. So
And he said something about holding it in Ohio. So.
Yeah, he asked for Ohio. It's scary. Yeah. In March. Hopefully there won't be any snowstorms.
In late April, mm-hmm. or mid-April actually, a weekend with Tobias, which means we have no idea what he's going to talk about. It's in Sao Paulo, Brazil. And Brazil is spelled right on there. Please don't send emails. Isn't that correct, Inez?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And then, oh yeah, this will be fun. Tobias's Aspectology School. This will be the first time it's been given, of course, with Norma and Garrett, Lyndon, myself, and Tobias, in Kelowna, British Columbia, which Tobias has been using the last couple of years as a launching place for new material. We've got a great sponsor there.
It's filling up fast,
and
actually.
The school is filling up fast. Mm-hmm. It's always a rowdy group that comes up there to Kelowna. Weather's beautiful that time of the year. Okay, oh, just a listing of, if you're interested in becoming a certified Chambra Institute teacher, here's a list of some of the upcoming training classes that we have. Dreamwalker Ascension Teacher Training in the Netherlands coming up in February. Sexual Energy also in the Netherlands in February. Also, for the first time, the New Energy Syncretize Teacher Training. If you want to be a certified teacher for the St. Germain Syncretize, we're going to do that in Palma, Mallorca. So we're going to.
And there are applications for that because that's teaching people
right.
to. There's some facilitation, and so there are some requirements.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then Dreamwalker Death Teacher Training mm-hmm. in Romania.
Yep.
I wonder if St. Germain will show up for that.
Oh, I dare him.
Just a real quick listing of new products. We talked about it last month, but yeah, it was kind of a blurry month, so I wanted to remind everybody. The new Syncretize is now available. I think there are 6 audio CDs and 1 data CD. This is St. Germain. His course he calls Beyond Hypnosis, talking about how to create your own reality landscape. The first version was probably one of the most popular release from Crimson Circle ever, and I know a lot of people have gotten the new version and really love it because there's new material in there. So that is available through the Chambra Shop. Also, wanted to take a moment to welcome Gene Tinder as the latest addition to the Crimson Circle staff. Stand up, Gene. Gene is actually going to be the production office manager at the Lake Tahoe office, Tough Duty. And she was actually going to leave to go out there, move out there tomorrow or Monday, but looks like the storm is rolling in. You might want to wait a few days.
The gods are asking me to wait.
Yeah. Exactly. A huge storm. And by the way, I also wanted to say hello to Michelle watching out in Reno today. She was trying to get over to Tahoe, and the roads were just, everything was closed out there. I don't know how much snow they've had, but they're talking about up to 10 feet of snow in Tahoe. That's tall. I mean, that's taller than the ceiling here. So anyway, Michelle and anybody else watching out in Reno, good luck getting back. Thanks, Gene. And I just wanted to acknowledge, of course, everybody who helps put together this webcast. We have an incredible staff that comes in every month and sets up, puts on a grand show. And
they're truly the best, and it's always a gift to me because I remember the early days of, all of the what it took to just make things happen. This group just moves in quietly and transforms the room and transforms what creates this wonderful meeting. And I can't tell you how nice it is for me because I truly never worry about it. We're really, really lucky.
So all the staff, please stand up and accept a big hand from us.
Thank you. You make it seem so easy, and I know it's a lot of work.
And it makes 100 gatherings possible to have such an incredible group that works together every month. And, you know, it just happens. We don't have to talk about it a lot. Believe it or not, there's no planning that goes into it. There's no anything. It just, the group comes in, and it just happens. So Linda and I, Norman Garrett, are tremendously thankful to everybody. With that, I also wanted to thank Shamba all around the world for your love and support. We've been going for a lot of years now, and it just keeps getting better. The energy of Shamba, the guests that they bring in, the Tobias, St. Germain, Kathumi, are awesome. And we want to thank all of you for supporting that.
Thank you.
With that, mad dash to the bathrooms. We're going to come back.
Get the chocolate cake before it disappears.
Eat some chocolate cake. We'll see you back in 20 minutes.
Thank you.